prickly, intense, not cuddly. That's probably not the image you get of Vladimir Putin from most Russian news outlets. The Kremlin keeps a tight control on the Russian media. There are independent voices, but as Charles Maines reports now from Moscow, it's getting harder to find them.
Over the past couple years in Russia, there's been this kind of game around any protest or march. Call it the numbers game. People gather, and almost instantly everyone's wondering how many showed up this time. Take last week's March for Peace in Moscow. Police estimated the crowd at 3,000, and you'd think they'd have the best vantage point with those police helicopters hovering overhead. But a reasonable man would look at that same crowd and wonder if there were 30,000, 40,000 or more calling for peace in Ukraine. That's not the view of Dmitry Kisilyov, a news anchor who's emerged as the Kremlin's primary voice on national state television. In his weekly news program, Vesti Nedelya, Kisilyov pours on the conspiracies. The protesters were traitors, fascists, or a secret fifth column working with the U.S. to destroy Russia from within. He's warned Russia can turn the U.S. into radioactive ash, called for the hearts of gays to be incinerated, and theorized that Obama's hair went gray out of fear of Putin. So some might say he's an unreasonable man on national television. A crowd of protesters chants, "Хватит врать," enough of the lies. Many in the opposition see a state media campaign aimed at misrepresenting the events in Ukraine and drumming Russia towards war. You can still find independent news, this woman says. There's BBC, her friend adds, and the local Echo of Moscow radio station, chimes in her friend, and other websites. That's where you can get the real news. But according to journalist Leonid Parfionov, dissenting or even nuanced views in the Russian media are increasingly hard to come by.
External events in Ukraine are rippling inside Russia. The people came here not only to support Ukraine, they came to support Russia and the shrinking freedoms they have left.
And Parfionov knows what he's talking about. A decade ago, Parfionov was the star anchor at the independent NTV news channel. It was known for critical coverage of the government, but NTV quickly came under state control when Putin came to power. Observers regard the demise of the old NTV as a watershed moment in Russia's struggle for a free and independent press. Since then, the internet has emerged as the preferred haven for unfettered debate. The web's moment came in December 2011. Tens of thousands of Russians used social media to organize and protest the results of fraud elections. The Kremlin took notice. With the recent protests in Ukraine, the Russian government has moved to curb online freedoms at home. It's blocked several websites, including blogs of leading opposition figures, for airing extremist views. Pressure has also been mounting on the online Dozh TV channel for sympathetic coverage of the Kiev protests. And this month, Galina Timchenko, the longtime editor of Russia's number one online news service, Lenta.ru, was abruptly dismissed for publishing nuanced interviews with members of Ukraine's nationalist right sector. Speaking on Echo of Moscow radio station, Timchenko acknowledged the internet's days as a free medium in Russia were numbered, a victim of its growing relevance.
When there was 20 million people on the internet, the government paid little attention to it. But now that every second person in Russia is online, they finally realize the influence it has. That it's not just a small group of people entertaining themselves, but a means of mass communication with enormous potential. So you could say our time has finally come.
Back at the Moscow March for Peace, blogger Oleg Kozarov also takes a pessimistic view. He says a hysteria has taken hold in pro-government circles. Those with different views, he says, are demonized as enemies of the state. Worse yet, he says, they truly believe it.
It's really a dangerous situation where the head of the country is surrounded by people who view their own citizens with aggression for having different views. They really have a distorted view of the world and what's happening abroad and in Russia. Not once have the authorities tried to use a method other than force to respond to us.
As we're talking, Kozarov points out the helicopters hovering overhead, the police dogs to the left of us, and the arrest wagons all around us. And this is a peace march, Kozarov says. I mean, what is all this? A reasonable man might say he had a point. For The World, this is Charles Maines in Moscow.